Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are King and you are Lord. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome King you are. No God great like you, Jehovah. No God mighty like you, Jehovah. Oh God, we come this morning with grateful hearts. We come to thank you this morning because you are Lord, you are King. You are a shepherd, and we shall not want. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, because you are with us. Your rod and your staff comforts us every day of our lives. We are trusting in you, Lord God, because you are faithful. You never let us down. You don't leave us at any time. When the battle is on, you are the great battler. Oh, God, when situations come up in our lives, you are there to strengthen us. Oh, God, you said trials come to make us stronger. So every trial, oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, that we are getting stronger in you, stronger in you. Oh, God, I thank you that our spiritual muscles are strong, 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 and strengthened more and more. Every day we are getting stronger in you, Lord God. Father, we don't have the strength to go on our own, but I thank you that you are our strength. You are our refuge. You are our help in the times of trouble. You are the one true and living God that we need morning, noon, and night. We're depending upon you. We are trusting in you. We can't make it without you, Lord God. Oh, God, we say that you are King. You are Lord. You are Shepherd. No God greater. No God holier than you. You are the shepherd of all shepherds. You are leading the fivefold ministry. You are leading the apostles. You are leading the prophets. You are leading the evangelists and the pastors and the teachers. What a great God you are. You thought of everything, oh God. You even include the children in the kingdom. You said, suffer little children, come unto you and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And so, Father, you laid hand and blessed them. What a great King you are. Oh, God, I thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your name. We honor you. We praise you. Oh, God, we just thank you this morning that you are Lord of lords, King of kings. Oh, God, we are called in Christ. We have redemption because of Christ Jesus. We reign in life by Christ Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that we are alive through God unto Christ. In the name of Jesus, we are joint heirs with Christ. We are sanctified by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our body is a member of Christ. We have victory through Christ Jesus. We are triumphant in Christ Jesus. We are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We are righteous, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We have liberty in Christ. We are crucified with Christ. We have put on Christ. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that we are heir of God through Christ Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you that we have been blessed with spiritual blessings in heavenly places by Christ Jesus. Oh, we thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We have been chosen in Christ before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. We have obtained an inheritance in Christ. We have been quickened with Christ. I thank you that we are sitting in heavenly places with Christ. We have been created in Christ unto good works. We have boldness and access in Christ. In the name of Jesus, we rejoice in our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. We press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. God supplies all our needs through Christ Jesus. Christ is our hope of glory. We are complete in Christ. We are dead with Christ. We are risen with Christ. Our lives are hidden with Christ in God. Christ is our life. We have the mind of Christ, and we are partakers of Christ. We are preserved in Christ Jesus. So, Father, we thank you this morning. We come to glorify you, to magnify you. Oh, God, we lift you up. Be high and lifted up our King. You are holy God. You are righteous King. No God is greater. No God is holier than you, O God. We bless your name. We praise you this morning. We give you a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah to our King. Hallelujah to our Lord and to our Savior. No God is greater. No God is holier. Oh, we magnify the name of our God. Oh, be magnified, O God, in the heavens. Be magnified, O God, in the earth realm. Oh, God, we say hallelujah to our King this morning. And, Father, we lift you up in the name of Jesus. You said if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. And, Father God, we thank you for drawing all men unto you today for salvation, oh God. Let salvation go throughout our cities, our state, our nation, throughout the world. Let some people be saved today and their families in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning for what you're doing in us. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Oh God, we lift up those on Bible Storyland and the families and their neighbors and their church families, oh God. Have your way in us. We surrender all to you today. We surrender all to you today. Oh God, we thank you for your sweet Holy Spirit. Oh, we can't make it without you, Lord God. We can't make it without you. Nothing, nothing. We can do nothing without you. Oh God, we're calling on you like never before. Have your way in us. Have your way in us, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless you this morning. We give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Well, we come shouting before the Lord this morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. We are so grateful you joined us. Oh, we are praising God. Today is joyful praise day. Psalms 98:4 says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song. Oh, hallelujah. Psalms 35:20. Let them shout for joy and rejoice who favor with vindication, who favor our vindication. And let them say continually, the Lord be magnified, who delights in the prosperity of his servant. Psalm 66. Oh, you know his word is powerful. Psalm 66, 1 through 4. Says, make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Sing unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship you and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to your name, Selah. What a great God we serve. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome King. No God is greater. No God is holier. So we're rejoicing this morning. We're rejoicing in our King. Psalms 5:11. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them every shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. How do we love? How do we love God who love us? Let us have joy even when tragedy strikes. Let us have joy. I read a story this week about a family who lost a 17-year-old. It was a pastor and his wife, and they had two other children. The 17-year-old fell asleep at the wheel while he was coming from a youth gathering, a church youth gathering, and he fell asleep and died. And the pastor and his wife went through so much, so many things, all kinds of emotions, every kind of emotion that you could think of, and it took this family a while. But God who was with them, restored their joy. And, you know, we're reminded of the story of Job. When Job went through so many tragedies, one right after the other, yet he rose up and tore his robe and he shaved his head. And then he fell down to the ground and worshiped the Lord. It was not until he heard that his children were destroyed that he could no longer endure. He rent, or he tore his garment, and he couldn't endure any longer, you know, the pain that he was going through. He just couldn't endure it any longer. He just was so wrought. He fell down to the ground, and he worshiped the Lord. After Job grieved, he made an act of adoration. He recognized the fact that, you know, the adversary, you know, had struck him. So when adversity comes, you know, he said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. So he submitted to the will of God. You know, he knew that suffering comes as well as joy comes. So he accepted both, and he bowed down and he worshiped the Lord. This today is Joyful Praise Day. We're giving joyful praise to our God in spite of our circumstances, in spite of what we may be going through. We are praising the Lord. Praise is comely for the upright. We're shouting for joy unto the Lord. The word says, shout to joy. Shout for joy in the Lord, O ye righteous. Praise benefits the upright. Give him praise, shout it. No matter what situation we're facing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, what situations we face, because trials coming. Trials are coming. Sometimes they come right after the other, like they came upon Job. But they're coming. But guess what? They come to make us stronger. Sometimes situations we face, we don't always understand it. Like the pastor and his wife who lost their 17-year-old who was saved. The 17-year-old was saved coming from a youth gathering. Can you imagine the questions that went through their mind? What did they do wrong? Or why did God allow this? You know, they went through so much. They went through so much. But you know what? We got to wait on the Lord. He sometimes he don't tell us different things. He don't tell us why. But we got to trust in the Lord until we die. We got to keep on trusting him. We trust him no matter what. No matter what the situation looks like, we got to trust him when trials hit us, even hard things come upon us. You know, things that look like we've been over backwards, and we say, Lord, how much more can we take? We can't take no more, Lord God. Help us, Jesus. Like Job cried out. You remember the situation that Job faced? God didn't tell him what was about to happen, but he trusted in the Lord. He knew that everything is in the hands of the Lord. He knew, you know, so we got to surrender. We got to say, Lord, I don't understand this situation. Lord, I don't know why this happened, but we got to trust in the Lord until we die. So we honor the Lord this morning, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is a holy God. He's a mighty God. No matter what we're going through, you know, he know already before the foundations of the earth what we're going to face. You know, he's a great God. He's almighty, nothing impossible to him. Not one thing is impossible to him. When the doctors say, oh, no, family, call the family together, you know, we got to still trust in him no matter what. We honor our God this morning, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Host of Hosts. Let's honor God. He is our potentate, the one who possesses the power. 1 Timothy 1:1, Jeremiah 6:13, Jeremiah 15, I give you strength. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who is blessed and the only potentate, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Tomorrow, as we know, is considered Palm Sunday, the Sunday before Easter, when the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem is celebrated in many Christian churches by processions with you know, those palm fronds that are carried. So, you know, we're honoring God this morning like never before. And we are thanking him. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there? And you know the good part about it, they laid him in the tomb, but he rose up the third day, and he lives forevermore. He rose up the third day. You know, many children, I know I grew up, you know, learning about an Easter bunny. But as I grew up and as I came closer to the Lord, he had people to teach me, you know, about the Easter bunny. There's no story in the Bible about a long-eared, cotton-tailed creature known as the Easter bunny. Neither is there a passage about young children painting eggs or hunting for baskets overflowing with scrumptious Easter goodies. Are rabbits real? Yeah, they're real. What are these traditions? Why are these traditions so ingrained in Easter Sunday? And what do they have to do with the resurrection? Not one thing. Bunnies, eggs, Easter gifts, and the fluffy yellow chicks in garden hats, and all stems from pagan roots. That's from worldly roots, those pagan gods. Has nothing to do with Easter. So we celebrate, you know, Easter bunnies, Easter rabbits, those are from pagan gods. So when we learn better, we got to do better. We can't teach our children about Easter bunnies and Santa Claus and all those false pagan things. We got to teach them, you know, what the true meaning of Easter is. You know, we as Christians, we focus on the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus during this sacred time. We must be careful not to teach our children about bunnies or Easter eggs, which has nothing to do with Christ and his crucifixion. What is Easter? What is it really about? Easter is about how Jesus died for our sins on the cross, and then he came back to life on the third day. We could call Easter Jesus' resurrection day. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to our abundant mercy has forgotten us again unto a lively hope, has gotten us into a lively hope for the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So we're thanking God this morning that God is Jesus' Son who lives forever. He sits on the right hand with the Father. And God made him higher than the angels. So we're thanking the Lord this morning for his word and what he's doing. He's doing great things now. He's doing great, great things in us, his people. When you look back over your life and you see all the great things God has done, I don't know about you, but I can shout for joy. I can say, thank you, Lord. You brought me through this. You brought me through that. I didn't know how I was going to make it when I was going through it. Now, you know, Hebrews chapter 1, the Son is expressed in the image by the person of the Father. Christ is the only begotten Son and thus above the angels. God, who at sundry times in divers manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom he made the world, who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels he sat at any time, thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. And again I will be to him a father, and he shall be my son. And again, which he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he said, who maketh him angel spirits and him ministers of flaming of fire. But unto the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are thy work of thy hand. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture thou shalt fold, fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. But to which of the angels he said any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? So we thank the Lord for his word this morning. God honors his word above his name. He's a holy God. Jesus came to suffer death, to save you, to save me, to save the world, mankind. He came to make reconciliation. So we are thanking the Lord this morning for what he's done and what he's going to do. We're going to be praising our Lord in a minute with songs of joy, songs of praise, songs of joy. So we are thanking him because he's almighty. He is truly king. He's truly Lord. I'm looking for Pastor Donna Hawkins this morning, but I see her cousin, Jackie Travis. So good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Sister G. Just trying to do the best we can. I'm going to make it.
Amen, amen. I don't see Pastor Donna Hawkins on here this morning yet.
Yeah, she's probably still trying to get together. My auntie's not doing too well.
Yeah, she told me they were going to bring her home.
Yeah, my
sister. So we'll just keep lifting her up.
Yeah, please do, because my sister's over there with them now, and she's on the radio.
Father, we just lift up the Hawkins family. particularly Pastor Donna Hawkins and her family, Lord, even as they take care of Mother Newsom, Lord. I thank you for strengthening them. I thank you for Mother Newsom's life. I thank you that you've given her abundant life and that you're there with her. You will never leave her nor forsake her, oh God. You are her healer, Jehovah Rapha. They're dependent upon you, Lord God, and she's dependent upon you, Lord God, because, Lord God, you are the hope of her salvation. Mother Newsom knows your name, but, Lord, we're glad you know Mother Newsom's name. So, Father, we thank you for this particular time in her life where she's coming closer with you than ever before, Lord God. Bless her like never before. Oh, God, strengthen her, strengthen the whole family. And, Lord, even as you minister to Mother Newsom, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing in her, around her, and for her, because you are a faithful friend to her. In Jesus' name, amen. What you going to sing this morning, Jackie?
I'm going to say walk with me, because that's what we need him to do right now, walk with me. I think amen. My IC is on. Do you see a lady with a 513 number?
I do.
Okay, good. That's my aunt yes. Lou in Cincinnati. Her, my aunt Elizabeth, she's 83, and my aunt Liz was 94. So they amen. With us today. So just pray with me. I appreciate it. Miss Carolyn's not here today, so I'm going to have to sing solo.
Amen.
All right. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me. Well, and while I'm on this, Lord, I'll teach a journey. I want Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord, please hold my hand. Well, and while I'm on this, Lord, I'll teach a journey. I want Jesus to hold my hand. Guide my feet, Lord, please guide my feet. Guide my feet, Lord, please guide my feet. Well, and while I'm on this, won't teach a journey. I want Jesus to guide my feet. Be my friend, Lord, please be my friend. Be my friend, Lord, please be my friend. Well, and while I'm on this, what teach a journey, I want Jesus to be my friend. You walked with my mother, please walk with me. You walk with my mother, please walk with me. Well, and while I'm on this Lord, teach a journey. I want Jesus to walk with me.
Amen. Amen. While we're on this tedious journey, we want Jesus to walk with us. Thank you so much, Jackie. Beautiful. You know, we can't walk alone in this life. We need somebody to walk alongside of us. And we need the Lord God Almighty, the one who nothing is impossible to. We can have friends that walk by us. We can have family that walk by us. But ain't nobody greater than our Lord to walk by us, walk with us. Yes, walk with us, Lord. Walk with us, Lord. Talk with us, Lord. Be a light and a lamp to our pathway. You know, God is a great God. We serve the Almighty, the Holy God. He is so faithful. He is so faithful. No matter what we're going through, He's faithful. He is faithful. So I'm going to dedicate this song. It's by Donnie McClurkin. It's about up right now to Mother Newsom and to the Hawkins family. Yeah, to the Hawkins family. It's about ready to be played, so just hang on. God is so faithful to us. He's the one who walks with us. He's the one who talks with us.
Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is faithful. Great is his faithfulness.
Yes,
yeah,
Lord.
You know, when friends forsake us and other people forsake us, he is faithful. When we feel all alone, he is faithful. Nobody great like our God. So we come today to worship him, the Almighty God, the faithful Father, the one who's the true and living God, our friend. Great is his faithfulness. Great is his mercy. Great is his enduring love. His love endures forever. Great is his faithfulness. Even when we feel like he's forsaken us, he's right there. He's closer then than ever. Great is his faithfulness. And I thank the Lord this morning that he walks with us, he talks with us. He's that lamp and that light on the dark pathway. He's the one who brightens up our day, who tells us it's going to be all right. He's with us. So we thank the Lord this morning. Today is Joyful Praise Day. We honor our Lord. We honor the King of Kings. Now it's time to honor the Lord with the Word of God. It's time to honor our God with the Word of God. Our speaker today is a mighty woman of God. She's a mighty prayer warrior. She's an intercessor, a woman that has the word written on the tables of her heart. She is a woman after God's own heart. She loves the Lord. She's my friend, my prayer partner. Her name is Minister Annette Brown. She's from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Minister Annette. How are you?
Well, praise God. I'm doing well.
Amen. We're so glad you joined us this morning. We are joyfully praising our Lord, giving him glory, praise, and thanksgiving on the Saturday before Palm Sunday. So we thank God for you joining us. Let God have his way as you bring forth the word.
Thank you. Well, giving honor and glory to God and thanks to him for the privilege and opportunity to lift up his name. And I thank God for the people of God, for his faithful servant, Minister G, and for the blessing that she is to us and the body of Christ at large. And so I'm thankful this morning. It's a great opportunity to lift up the name of the Lord. I wanted to say that joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit, and that God wants our lives to be filled with joy. And Webster defines joy as a very glad feeling, happiness, delight, anything that causes this feeling. And so I thought about Psalms 100. And so from the King James Version, it says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." And then I wanted to read the Messenger version of Psalm 100. It says, "On your feet now, applaud God, bring a gift of laughter, sing yourselves into his presence. Know this, God is God, and God. He made us. We didn't make him. We're his people, his well-tended sheep. Enter with the password, thank you. Make yourselves at home, talking praise. Thank him. Worship him, for God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal always and ever." So we just thank God this morning that God wants us to make a joyful noise, and we have to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And one of the ways we can enter into his presence is with singing to the Lord. The scripture admonishes us to make melodies in our hearts to the Lord. There is great power in singing. We see that in 2 Chronicles 20:21, when the praises were sent before the troops to sing, "Praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever, that God delivered them from danger. The presence of the Lord surrounded them and ambushed the enemy." God has used songs to bring deliverance, hope, strength, and inspiration, and many, many things, more things to his people. God has used the great power of music to heal, deliver, to inspire his people. One great example is David when he played the harp for King Saul, who was being tormented by demons. King Saul would be delivered by the soothing music, the anointing music, and it would bring calm to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, Father. We thank you. Even as Minister G played the song about "Great is thy faithfulness," how God touched our hearts this morning. We thank God for songs and his word sung in songs. We thank God for that this morning. Another way to be joyful is to enter into his presence with thanksgiving and praise his name. Hebrews 13:15 tells us that God wants perpetual praise. Therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And the book of Revelation tells us that day and night, that in the heavenlies, that they are crying out, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." God wants us to receive thanks and praise. He wants to receive thanks and praise all the time. He wants us to be instruments of praise. The Bible says it is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Sometimes we might be saying that's not easy to do. We say that because sometimes we don't have a job, or our bosses are on our back, or when our children or grandchildren are acting out, or when loved ones are sick, when we need money and we have to borrow money, when we're robbing Peter to pay Paul, and when sickness just lingers on and on and on, when our husbands or wives are acting strange, we say, how can we be joyous in those situations? You're telling me to make a joyful noise to the Lord? Yes, I'm telling you to make a joyful noise to the Lord. Don't look at the circumstances or situations. Trust in God with all your heart. It's a choice that we have to make to be thankful, a choice to be thankful, a choice to complain. Many people believe that when you don't have problems, you can be joyous, but that's not true. God said that man is born unto trouble, but you have to decide if you're going to be thankful or to complain. Thankfulness will lead you to joyous praise, and it will take you through every situation that you have to go through. God wants us to live, move, and have our being in a joyous place in him. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord, hallelujah, glory to your name. And so we just thank God this morning, Lord God. And when we can give thanks to God in whatever is going on, because nobody is going to escape trouble. Everybody has to have trouble on this earth. We were born to have troubles, but God is a deliverer. So whatever we're going through, God is the answer to our situations. So when we're thankful, we're humbling ourselves. We're submitting ourselves to God. We're also expressing thanksgiving to our fellow man. And this makes people understand that we are not thinking only of ourselves. And so we just thank God today for the word. Now, the reason we should do this is because we, according to 1 Peter 2:9, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. The sinners do not give thanks to the Lord because they are serving their father, the devil. And they glorify him by thinking they are the only person. They think only of themselves. But we are the redeemed of the Lord. Therefore, we can show praises to the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We can show praises to the Lord. We can give thanksgiving to the Lord no matter what, knowing that God is faithful, God is just, God is everything. God is a deliverer, knowing that we are his sheep and that he is our shepherd and that he will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And so we can enter into God's courts. Another way to enter into his courts is to praise him, and he will show us the path of life, according to Psalm 16:11. That he will show us the path of life. In his presence is fullness of joy. and pleasures forevermore. Now, when we think of pleasures, a lot of us think of, about eating. And the book of Jeremiah says that thy words were found, and I did eat them. And they and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord, God of hosts. And so we can find pleasure in God. We can find pleasure in God by eating his word. Hallelujah. We can find pleasure by eating his word. And then his word shows us the path of righteousness. And not only that, God will quench our thirst through his word. He said, he that hungers and thirsts, let him come. And so come to his word. That's why it's so important for us to spend time in the word, reading, studying, praying. This helps us to keep our mind staying on the Lord. And he said that if we would keep our mind staying on him, he would keep us in perfect peace because we trust him. And as we get in the word, it regulates our mind. It whatever is not pure, loving, honest, just, and of a good report, then the word cleanses us from all unrighteousness. The word creates in us a clean heart, and it renews the right spirit in us. And by us trusting him and meditating in his word both day and night, we will prosper and we will succeed. And so we thank God because we are living in perilous times. And it's so much going on now in the world. We need the word, the word, the word, the word, the word. The word is a rock. God is a rock. He is the rock of our salvation. We need the rock in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we need the rock. So it's very important for us to be able to stand in these evil days, violence, lawlessness. People love waxing cold. All we need the Lord today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, these giving thanksgiving to God is not an easy thing to do all the time. But it is a sacrifice. It is so easy to be thankful when things are going good, but that's why it's important to do it continuously. And Psalm 103 said, bless the Lord all the time. Bless the Lord and his praise. I'm sorry, Psalm 34 says, bless the Lord and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And so we bless the Lord. Bless him daily for his benefits. If we can see God in every situation, if we can see it as an opportunity for God to draw us closer to him, we can stand on the word in Romans 8:28. And it says that we know that all things work together for our good. All things are working for our good. And as they're working for our good, God is preparing. Because he said, I have gone to prepare a place for you, that where I am, ye may be also. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God is what we're seeking for. God is good. And so we want to learn to see the good because God said it's a good thing. To give thanks to God. It's a good thing to give thanks to the God, to God. So there's an acronym for joy, and it says Jesus first. By making and keeping him first in our lives, we have joyous praise. Now, we can make him, but keeping him is sometimes hard to do when we're going through the trials and tribulations of life. When the storms of life come and the winds beat vehemently, sometimes it happens so subtle that we put God on the back burner. But as we keep him first in our lives, we have joyous praise. When we serve others, our fellow man, and we do unto others as we would have them do unto us, we can live in a joyous place. God put us here to serve one another. It's not about me, my four walls, and no more. It's about us serving one another. Hallelujah. And then about ourselves. And so we need to submit our will, our wants and wishes, and bring them into subjection to God. That way we will live in a joyous place. And so we just thank God for all he's doing. God is good. God is faithful. He is just. God is forever lasting. He's an everlasting God. His love is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. And so God wants us to be encouraged today. He wants us to be encouraged. And so as I leave with the word, I say unto you, according to Psalm 100, and it says, come on and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Come on and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Come on and make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Make a joyful noise. Amen. Be blessed, and thank you for the privilege and opportunity. Amen.
Amen. Come on and make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Enter into his courts with thanksgiving and to his gates with praise. I thank God. Oh, that was an awesome word. I thank the Lord for you, Sister Nett, Minister Nett. I tell you what, that was a powerful word. She started off with, you know, joy is the fruit of the Spirit. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit, joy. There's love, there's peace, and there's joy. So we thank the Lord for that message that she so powerfully gave about, you know, the joy, joyful praise. Praise him through every situation. That was her message. Praise God through no matter what we're going through, we got to praise the Lord. And she read one of my favorite psalms, Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come, that's the key. Come into his presence with singing. Come into his presence. Don't you know that he is God? We got to come into his presence with singing, joyful singing. We go through sorrows, trials, tribulations. No matter what we're going through, we got to praise the Lord anyhow. Don't matter what you're going through. God already knows. He knew before we were born what we're going to go through. So through it all, God knows what you're facing. Even today, God knows what you're facing. He knew before you were born what you were going to go through, what you were going to face. He knew it already. He already made the path straight for us. All we got to do is keep our eyes fixed on him. So I thank God for that word. She gave plenty of scriptures. You know, the 1 Peter 2:9, we are chosen generation. You know, we are royal priesthood. We're chosen to give him praise. That's why we were born here. Listen, the angels give him praise daily. All the time, the angels are singing unto the Lord. So I thank God that through it all, we got to give him praise. I don't care. Your children in trouble, she said. Job trouble. No matter what you're going through, we got to bless the Lord at all times. And when we bless him, let his praises be continually in our mouths. Yes, through it all. I want you to listen to this song by Andre Crouch and C.C. Winans. Through it all.
I have many tears and sorrows. I have questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God
Listen to the words.
Through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in God. And I thank him for the storm. He's brought me through.
He's brought me through.
Oh, if I never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve it.
I would never know, yeah.
I'd never know what he made.
Oh, yeah.
Through it all, no matter what we're going through it all, let's give him praise. Let's be thankful for our God through it all. Let's give him praise and thanksgiving. No matter what the situation we face, let's praise him with joyful praise. And joy is the fruit of the Spirit. That's what God's a gift. God gives us that kind of joy. And we say, Lord, I just can't endure this no more. Help me, Lord Jesus. He's right there to help you in the time of trouble. So today is joyful praise day. I thank God for Minister Annette Brown bringing forth the word. You know, it was a timely word. No matter what we're facing, we got to have joy. That kind of joy. The world can't give us joy. We can't even give ourselves joy. It comes from the Lord. It's his gift to us, the fruit of the Spirit. That's his gift to us. And so all we got to do is just receive that gift, just receive the gift that he give us. So we are grateful this morning for what the Lord is doing. He's doing great and mighty things in us. He's doing great and mighty things in his people. You know, he's a good God now. He's awesome in all his ways. Ain't no God greater than our God. I don't care what you're going through. Give it to God. He will bring you through it. Give it to the Lord. Well, we have Miss Ludell on with us from Appling, Georgia. She's the youngest person that I know that's on here. She's 94. She turned 94 a few months or a month or so ago. Good morning, Miss Ludell.
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Doing great. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Amen, amen. We thank God. You going to sing this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Try Jesus.
Try Jesus. Amen. That's a timely song.
Try Jesus. Sort of connected to what's been already said, you know.
Amen.
Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. I done tried him. He's all right. In the morning. He's all right. In the morning. He's all right. In the morning. He's all right. Adam tried him, he's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. Well, Adam tried him, he's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Oh, yeah. I done tried him. He's all right. If you're friendly, he's all right. If you're friendly. life say, try Jesus. He's all right. I say, try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Well, I done tried him, man. He's all right. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Woo, thank you, Miss Ludell. How's it in Applin, Georgia this morning? What's the weather like?
Everything is nice. We're getting a little shower of rain, but everything is beautiful. Beautiful.
Amen. Yeah, I think it's the same way here. Last time
yes.
I looked out, a little shower coming forth.
Yes, yes. Today, tomorrow to be supposed to be a beautiful day, they say, though.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. Palm Sunday, hallelujah. The Lord is good.
Yes.
He's greatly yes. to be praised. Well, you know, I thank the Lord for each of you this morning. He's such a great God and a mighty, mighty, mighty God. Ain't no God greater, no God holier than our God. And, you know, he offers us salvation. That's his gift to us.
Yes.
His gift to us is salvation. Now, whether we receive it or not is up to us. Then
yes.
once we're we got to be obedient to him. Romans
yes.
10:9 says, you know, confess with our mouth. How simple is that? The gospel is very simple. Very, very easy to do. But now we got to depend upon him to offer us salvation. He offers salvation. It's a gift.
Yes.
And then we got to obey him. Just confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart that God raised Jesus up the third day, and he lives forevermore, and you shall be saved. Is there anyone online with us this morning that's not saved? Press 1. We got ministers on here. We are waiting. We got ministers on here. We're waiting for anyone who's not saved. Press 1. Well, hallelujah. Looks like nobody pressed 1, so I believe God's people are in the house this morning. Hallelujah. God's people are on Bible Storyland. Now, listen, once you are saved, don't look back. Don't say, oh, yeah, I missed one. Don't even look back. Just get rid of all of that filth. Just lay before the Lord and say, Lord, I'm so grateful you saved me. You brought me up out the mire and the muck of life. If it had not been for God on my side, where would I be? So, you know, we got to pant after him like a deer that pants for water when it's thirsty. We got to love on God. We can't go backwards. We got to press forward and move forward with the mark of a high calling in Christ Jesus. And when you're having a rough time moving forward, just say, Lord, I need your help. And he's a help in times of trouble, in times like these. Well, we have Karen on with us from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Karen. All right, we can't hear right this minute. Call dropped. But anyway, hopefully she'll be able to come back on. Well, we thank the Lord for each of you. It's testimony time this morning. Anybody have a brief testimony they want to give this morning? Press 1 if you have a testimony. Press 1. Can't put you on unless you press 1. Can't hear you unless you press 1. Press 1. You know, I thank God for each of you being on with us this morning. We have Michigan in the house this morning. We got Ohio in the house. We got Applin, Georgia in the house. We got Jacksonville in the house. Oh, God, I'm just so grateful. All right, let's see. Karen's back on, I believe. Karen, is that you?
Yes, it is.
All right, can you play this morning?
All right, yes, I can. I'm going to do As a Deer Pants.
I'm sorry, what is it?
As a Deer Panteth for the Water.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That was beautiful, Karen. As the deer pants after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. We hunger and thirst for righteousness. Yep, we're hungering for our Lord. We're loving on him this morning. Yes, we're loving on the Lord in joyful praise day this morning on Bible Story Land. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. He gave us life, sent Jesus to die for us. And thank God Jesus rose up on the third day, and he lives forevermore. He lives forevermore. So we're thanking the Lord this morning for everything that he's doing on our behalf. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Story Land. Anybody who needs, press 1, make a prayer request. Prayer time. Let your request be made known unto the Lord. So let's see. I think somebody pressed 1 here. Let me see who it was. Hold on. Yeah, Miss Liddell. Miss Liddell, you have a prayer request?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I pray for, well, myself and Mary Jean and her son and all my family members, in-laws who are going through a lot right now. So just ask prayer for them and everybody, because like you say, we all need prayer. We need prayer. So just pray for us and for them as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ms. Liddell, for that request. Anybody else? Jackie, you know we got you covered. We're praying for your patience. We're praying for your husband and your family. Of course, we're praying for the Hawkins family, Mother Newsom, Mother Hawkins, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. So we thank God for each of you this morning. Press 1 if you have a prayer request. All right, we're just waiting for prayer requests this morning. Okay, well, we have with us Minister Nett. Can you pray prayer targets with me? Hello?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, thanks. All right, so I'm going to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins and her family. If you could pray for Jackie Travis and her family. She takes care of the elderly, so if you could pray for her patients, her husband, her daughter, and as the Lord leads you. So I'm going to pray first. Hallelujah. Father, we adore you and we bless you, Lord God. Oh, we honor your presence like never before. We thank you that you are faithful, Father, and that you are our friend, our Lord and our Savior. You are the God who healeth us. And, Father, we ask you, Lord, to touch Mother Newsom's body this morning like never before. Oh, God, we thank you for being there for her, Lord God, as she is on her bed of affliction. But you're able. Nothing is impossible to you, oh, God. And so, Father, strengthen her like never before. Be with her children, Pastor Donna Hawkins and all of her children and all of her family. Oh, God, strengthen the family unit. Oh, God, you are the God of the impossible. We're depending upon you. And, Lord, we lift up the Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky, where Pastor Donna Hawkins is the pastor. And we ask you, Lord, as she is the shepherd, Father, that she keep her eyes on you. You are the shepherd that leads us into the paths of righteousness daily. And so, Father God, remove any discouragement. Remove tiredness, weariness, oh, God, in well-doing. And, Father, we just thank you that you are the refuge of this family. No weapon that is formed against them shall prosper. We plead the precious blood of Jesus over them. We cast their every care upon you because you care for them. And, Lord, we thank you for the joy. We thank you for the fruit of the Spirit being their portion in Jesus' name. Amen.
go ahead?
Yes.
Okay. And Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you this morning, lifting up Sister Jackie this morning. And we ask you to bless her in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Father, for this servant, Lord God, that loves you with all of our heart, mind, soul, strength, and being. And we thank you for her faithfulness today, Lord God. And Father, we ask you to bless her family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her spouse, oh God. Father, give him strength, Lord God. And Father, let him be a man that will continue to seek your face, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that he is the priest of his household in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we thank you that he honors and cherishes his wife, Lord God. And we thank you for the blessing that she is to him, Lord God, and to her family. We pray that you sanctify and consecrate her daughter, Lord God. Father, we pray, oh God, that you would keep her from evil, wicked, ungodly associations, Father. And Father, that you would give her courage and strength, oh God, to do the right thing in the name of Jesus, God. We pray that you bless her spouse, God, Father, with abundance in terms of work, Lord God, that he would have work, Lord God, abundant work, Father, that he would be able to provide for his family as he desires, oh God. Give him favor in the workplace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, Father, that she is a servant and that she has patience that she takes care of. And, Father, you said that the greatest of these is a servant. And so we ask you, Father, to bless her as she ministers to those patients, God, that your love would abound, that the love of God would be shed abroad in her heart in a greater way. And, God, that your light would shine even greater, Father, that they would see your goodness and glorify you. And so, God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus being a covering. Bless her today, God. Father, give her a special touch today. Oh, God, touch her, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you, Father God, that she is faithful, Father God, and Father, that you said that if we are faithful, we will faint not. So, Father, I thank you, Father, that you are strengthening her even as we pray. And we give you honor, glory, praise, and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I'm going to pray for Stacy Holman and her family. Minister Annette, if you could pray for the Bible Storyland family, I appreciate it. And then I'm going to pray for Ms. Luthiel next. But if you could pray right after me for Bible Storyland family. Father, we continually give you honor, praise, and thanksgiving. You are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you, oh God. And, Father, we lift up Minister Stacy this morning, Evangelist Stacy Holman, as she usually comes on and sings. But, Lord, we thank you that they're having a program this morning. Oh, God, awakening the prayer warrior in you on Atlantic Boulevard. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for blessing it. We thank you for being there for them and strengthening them. We thank you for the praises, the high praises of you being in their mouths. And, Lord, you said if they would lift you up. And so, Father, I thank you that they're lifting you up and they're drawing all men unto you. And thank you for salvation coming forth at this particular program, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, for everybody being in place, oh God, everybody ministering as they need to, oh God. And we thank you for your word going forth, that mighty word, oh God, like a two-edged sword going forth today at the warriors, the prayer warriors, oh God, in the name, awakening the prayer warriors, Father. And Father, be with Minister Stacy and her husband and her children. Oh God, I thank you, Father God, for this great family, the Holman family. I ask you to bless them, protect them, provide for them like never before. Meet every need of the household, oh God. You are a faithful friend. We love you, oh Lord, our strength. And so I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father God, we thank you for the Bible Story family. We thank you for the founder, Minister G. God. We thank you for all that you're doing in her life. We thank you that eye have not seen, ear have not heard what you have in store for those who love you. And, Father, we thank you, Father, that thy servant, Minister G, loves you, Lord God. And we pray that you would give her the desires of her heart, for she delights in you. And so we just thank you for the ministry, Father. Thank you for her faithfulness, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you for her. We thank you, Father, for each and every person and all of the faithful people that are on the line each week, Lord God. And, Father, we lift up Mother Ludell this morning, God, thanking you, Father, that you are her health. You are her portion, Lord God. Father, thank you that she has found a place of safety, God, in you, Lord God, that you are her protection, God. We thank you today, oh God, for the blessing that she is, Lord God. And we just pray, Lord God, that you would bless her, Father, financially, oh God, even with her health, Lord God. We just ask you to bless her, save, sanctify her family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you, Father. And Father, everyone, the faithful people that are on this line, God, that show their love to you, Lord God, we just thank you for them. Father, any snares, plots, traps that would try to come against them, we bind them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over each and every person, God. We pray that your perfect way and will be manifested in our lives, that self would be crucified each day, Lord God. And so we just thank you today, God. We pray that by mouth, by word, Father, that it would go forth about your program, your ministry, Lord God, and that it would continue to be a blessing, even a greater blessing to your people, Father. And we thank you, Father, that great is your faithfulness this morning. We honor your word, we honor you, and we honor all that you're doing. We honor you for this ministry. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. And, Lord, I lift up Mary Jean and her son, and I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their lives. And, Lord, I thank you for drawing them even closer to you in this hour than ever before. We all need you, Lord, like never before. So, Father, we are dependent upon you. We are trusting in you, Lord God. We know, Father God, that you are with us. Never leave us. Never forsake us. We have that confidence in you. We put our faith and trust in you. Our hope is in you. You are the one who created the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth. And you created us in your mighty image. What a great God you are. You are holy and mighty in all your ways. Well, we have time for a couple of closing thoughts. Anybody have anything they want to add before we close out? It's closing time, so press 1 if you have something you want to add. Anybody have add this morning? Okay. All righty. Well, all is well. I thank the Lord for each of you coming on with us this morning. I see so many different people on here this morning. A pastor that I met recently, I thank God she's on here. I met her in St. Augustine, Florida. We thank you for being on with us this morning. We thank God for each of you being on with us. You are precious to the Lord, and we love you as well. So we are thanking God for what he's done and what he's about to do. So, Father, even as we close out, we give you honor, praise, and thanksgiving. You are a mighty King. You are the Almighty God. Nobody's greater. Nobody's holier than you, Lord God. So, Father, walk with us today. Talk with us. Be a lamp, a light to our pathway in Jesus' name. Well, it's closing time. You already know God loves you. Yes, despite of what you did, what you do, no matter what, he loves you. He accepts you as his own. He chastises you because he loves you. He makes sure you stay on the path that leads to eternal life with him. So cast your every care upon him. Have an awesome week, a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And I love you, but you already know God loves you more than I can ever love you. His love is everlasting. He loves you no matter what. So we look forward to hearing from you next Saturday. It will be Children's Day. So bless the Lord, bless the Lord. I bless the Lord for each of you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. soul and all that is within me bless his holy name. I love y'all. Have a great
love
week.
Y'all too.
Love you too, Miss Michelle. Karen, you there?
Yes, I am.